A new redesign is complete at ICE.gov. The changes there, though, are deeper than just a new look. Kevin Downey is web content manager for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He explains why ICE needed a change.
Our old website was not optimized for mobile or tablet devices. And we had noticed over the past maybe 2 years, just looking at our analytics for the website, that an increasing amount of traffic came from mobile and tablet devices, and they were spending actually more time on our website, average per minute, than people accessing our website from the desktop. So mobile users actually spent more time on our pages than desktop users, average per minute. So we felt like that was definitely something we needed to address with this new redesign. That was one of the key aspects of our redesign, is making it mobile optimized across all platforms, desktop, mobile, laptop, and smartphone.
What were some of the other things that you wanted to do as you decided, okay, it's time to redo it? What functionalities did you want to introduce, if any, that weren't available before or that weren't as optimized to mobile as you would like them to be, Kevin?
Navigating throughout our site was more internally based than what it could have been. So looking at the way it was and then asking ourselves, if we're coming at this from the perspective of the general public visiting our website, could they easily understand what our organization was about, and could they do that easy enough on a smartphone device? So what we took, what we did was we just took a minute to map that out.
A theme that I've heard among people who are doing web designs or web assessments inside the government was kind of crystallized by my friend Chuck Young from the Government Accountability Office. They did some web analytics, Kevin, and found out that most of their traffic was throughout the site was coming from a search engine directly to a particular page. And so he and other agencies are doing what it sounds like you're doing, which is being conscious of what the entire site looks like, each individual page looks like, and not concentrating as much time and energy on the homepage, because most people are going directly from a search engine to whatever it is they want to see. Am I catching that assessment correctly?
Oh, absolutely. That is key. So what we found out was that our web traffic was dominated by two key areas on our website. A lot of family members of maybe detainees are interested in our online detainee locator application, and that receives a huge amount of traffic. That had not been previously optimized for mobile devices, and it was a little difficult to, in terms of search engine optimization, it was not spelled out incredibly well. So we took the time for this redesign. We took the opportunity to, one, optimize it for mobile devices, and two, spell it out and do the things that need to be done so it shows up high on the search engine rankings.
How did you develop your business case? Once you decided, all right, we need to move forward with this, how did you design the plan that you were going to move forward, and what were your conversations like with industry about functionality to make sure that as you developed your business plan and then went to the proposal stage that you were going to get exactly what you wanted?
So we are a relatively younger agency, and we don't have the historical knowledge among the general public of an agency such as the FBI, the IRS, or any number of other federal agencies. So one of the key areas that we wanted to highlight is who we are and what we do. Our headquarters, the Department of Homeland Security, which we fall under, decided that all the components within the Department of Homeland Security would move to a platform, an environment, the same environment. And that was done for a number of reasons, chiefly for security and standardization. So that kicked off why we were doing this redesign. And then we took that opportunity to say, okay, what do we absolutely need to move forward with this website? So we decided that, one, we needed to more clearly define who we are, what we do, and also why we do it. So the big thing was reworking our information architecture so people can easily find what they need to find out quickly when they would visit our website, but also understand that we have a broad array of responsibility, and this is what we do. Our business plan consisted of spelling out clearly who we are, what we do, and why we do it, and then optimizing it for desktop, tablet, and smartphone content.
How did your industry partners help you understand what all the possibilities were that existed before you went ahead and codified anything in documents?
So our technical experts, the Office of the Chief Information Officer, really led that charge. So they consulted, they brought in some experts from industry and consultants that we would say, here's what we need, how best can we go about doing it? So that was really key for us. We stated what we needed, and you know, we all discussed how best can we accomplish this.
What were your metrics for deployment? As you started this, how did you determine we want to make sure we're this far along the project by this time or by this event, and then set those out so that you made sure that you hit your marks and deployed the new site when you wanted to?
So we started with the idea that we would build everything from mobile first. So we would design anything and everything in the website for mobile first, and then we would go up to tablets, and then finally the desktop. So the content needs to look great on a mobile device first, and then a tablet, and each page needs to do that, needs to follow that template. So we started out trying to go section by section, but also platform by platform. So each section, you know, had to be optimized for desktop, mobile, and tablet devices, which really meant baking three websites into one all at the same time. So as we were doing each section, you know, it was like three websites for each page.
Is there a sufficient body of knowledge about how to do that now? We're far enough along the web development track for that to be a pretty easy pull? Because from an outsider view, that doesn't sound like a simple thing to do, and yet I imagine, of course, you're not the first organization to want to optimize a website for mobile, and so likely to want to go in that direction, Kevin.
Certainly. So we're using the Drupal platform, and the Drupal platform is an industry standard platform. Gives you a wide range of abilities from which to work, and it's baked in. So yes, it's a lot of time customizing it, but the underlying functionality is already baked into the platform. So many, many smart minds have come before and built up the Drupal platform, and we, and when I say we, you know, the U.S. government is using that as well. So we benefit from that.
What was your total timeline from when you first decided, yes, this is it, the time is right for us to change this up to full deployment? How long did it take you start to finish?
This is about a year project, and that took into account the different phases, you know, the planning stage. And then the design, wireframing everything out, and then the nuts and bolts of just getting our developers in and taking, you know, over, I think we had 16,000 pages that we're moving from one to another.
Mm-hmm.
And then the testing phase, pretty much double that time just in the testing phase. So, yeah, it was about a year project.
How will you know as time goes on that you've been successful in this transition and making this a mobile-first priority? Are there metrics that you'll be watching as you move forward to see if people are responding the way that you want them to respond?
One of our key goals in this redesign was to diversify the top content within our site. So previously, we had about three sections of our website that got the majority of the traffic. And those three sections were not optimized largely for mobile devices. So one, we're looking at diversifying the top content within our website. Can we get more traffic to other areas of our website? And then two, we'll check, you know, how much has the mobile traffic increased over the past year or since we redesigned.